Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Janet Christie's here. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Janet is the founder and the president of Leverage and Development, LLC. She's the author of two outstanding books that I know of, Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned, as well as 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. She's our good friend, Janet. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome here, Janet. You know that. So, Janet, I have been a small business owner for over 30 years, and I've never been happier. I love, after all these years, I still wake up, can't wait to go to work, and I'm always the first one here, and I'm usually the last one out. I turn the lights, we've been saying for a long time, you and me, we turn the lights on, we turn the lights off, right? And,
correct.
And I have to look, when I look back on my career, though, as a business owner, I realize that I didn't really get comfortable in my own skin as an owner, as an employer. I didn't really feel at ease and at peace and not unnecessarily agitated. You know, sometimes there's a reason to be agitated. You should be agitated. Like if you lose a customer or something, but not unnecessarily agitated. And I realized that I also stopped rushing around when I learned how to delegate. What do you think about that?
Oh, you're right. And I don't call it agitated. I call it frantic because you've got a deadline on something or
yeah.
You've got to get something done and you think you have to do it. So people don't... Small business owners don't delegate. Another thing they don't do is once they delegate, they don't leave it with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I see a lot of times is they don't give, whether it's an employee or a vendor or a consultant or whatever, but then they also don't give them the proper time frame to get it done before they're looking over their shoulder or asking mm-hmm. for the results or something like that. So everybody's in a rush, and that's kind of the way our society works right now.
Well, and I like to give people a little bit of a little slack because when you and I started our businesses, day one, we were not only the CEO, we were also the janitor.
Oh, yeah.
And all the jobs
and
in between.
And the accountant.
Exactly. The cost accountant and the receptionist and the salesman and the sales manager. We were all those jobs, and as a result, we did all those jobs, and since you did it and since I did it, then it was therefore perfect, right? When I do work, it's perfect. When you do work, it's perfect. And I think our quest for perfection is what hurts us delegating. And this is where I try to talk about seeking excellence. Excellence is not perfection. It's one level below it. But excellence will take you to across the goal line every time, whereas perfection, which is wonderful, is not real, and it'll keep you from scoring. What do you think?
If you're seeking perfection, you probably won't even notice excellence when it happens.
That's a good point.
Because if you're looking for something that measures up to exactly what you want, then you won't see when it is, and I don't want to say adequate, because it's probably more than that. Like you said, excellence. So then you're thwarting the ability for your employees to do stuff, and you're probably going to miss deadlines and you're going to miss opportunities. You have to focus on the right thing.
Where do we start? How do we start stopping rushing around?
I think you have to be reflective. When somebody asks me to do research, and that's what I do for businesses and nonprofits and government agencies, when they ask me to do research, the first thing they want to do is, you know, I have to interview them or talk with them, and they say, how long is this going to take? And I say, well, it, depends on how much you want to share with me. Or, you know, we set up that we'll do an appointment and an interview and a long conversation, an adequate conversation, mm-hmm. and they'll send me an invite from Outlook, and they set 30 minutes or 45 minutes or an hour, and I'm like, we didn't discuss time.
Mm-hmm.
So they make the assumption that they know how much time it's going to take. And then it goes from there. It just sort of snowballs because then they don't want their employees to have to get to spend the time because they're rushing. Everything mm-hmm. has got to be done right now. People will ask me for a comprehensive report, and then when I bring back a long report with all the details they said they wanted, they're like, well, can't you just give me a summary of 3 pages?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're the one who said comprehensive.
So are you saying that slowing down and doing it more deliberately and more and with more delegation and getting it done where it sticks, even though it's a slower pace and it makes you uncomfortable, that's the better way than to rush around like a bumblebee tied to a string?
Exactly, because a lot of times rushing, in rushing, you will miss things, and something will take you longer than had you slowed down and done it properly mm-hmm. in the beginning. One of the biggest mistakes I've seen small business owners make is when they're trying to prepare a proposal, especially if it's for an RFP, a request mm-hmm. for a proposal, or even a bid, if they're just given the monetary cost of something. They won't take the time, they won't slow down and take the time to read all the specifications and requirements and the nuances of what somebody's saying. So then they give a proposal that's incomplete or doesn't address all the issues. They'll miss something in the bid. One thing I've seen people do is they'll miss the number, and they'll put in, they'll multiply the cost per unit times mm-hmm. the wrong number of units.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they get the contract, they're stuck with that price.
They're screwed, yeah. Well, and do you think that, and we've got to go to a break in a second, so short answer, do you think that small businesses, and I think I've been guilty of this, at the end of the day, you look back and you say, wow, I was really busy today. That must be a good thing. It turns out that I did a lot of stuff, but it didn't help me all that much. What do you think? You think people do that?
Absolutely.
We reward ourselves on all the things we do, even if it doesn't contribute. I'm going to let you talk about that some more after the break. Leverageanddevelopment.com. That's her website. Janet Christie and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.